This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The tightening grip, the unraveling of systems, the echoes of ancient judgments resonating in our time. We watch as the prophets commanded, and the signs are unmistakable. Edom, in its arrogance, continues to press its dominion, believing it can defy Yahuwah and rewrite the covenant. But the stones themselves cry out against this folly. Reports confirm a grim harvest in Iran, oil exports plummeting, inflation spiraling, a direct consequence of the blockade orchestrated by the modern state of Israel and its Western allies. This isn't mere geopolitics. It's the enactment of Deuteronomy 28, the curses falling upon nations consumed by greed and lust for power. They seek to control, to exploit, and Yahuwah's hand is revealed in the dismantling of their efforts. And it escalates. The pronouncements from Iran are not diplomatic posturing, but a clear echo of the rising conflict Yahuwah has foretold. Negotiations, destined to fail from the outset, have yielded nothing. Iran now declares American military bases legitimate targets. This isn't a surprise to those who understand the pattern, the relentless pursuit of Edom's power, the rejection of Yahuwah's covenant. The modern state of Israel, a tool of this ancient lineage, continues to provoke, to destabilize. This declaration from Iran is a direct consequence of decades of interference, a demonstration that the nations are aligning for the final conflict, a battle not of flesh and blood, but of spirit and truth. Scattered Israel, do not be deceived by the narrative spun by the mainstream media. This is Yahuwah's reckoning. But the battle isn't confined to the sands of the Middle East. It's unfolding in the skies above Ukraine, where a localized dispute has become a demonstration of power blocks arrayed against Yahuwah. The escalation of long-range strikes, orchestrated by the Kiev regime, a proxy of NATO deliberately targeting civilian populations within Russia. This is not simply military maneuver. It's a calculated assault on the innocent, enabled by the dark sorcery of artificial intelligence. The source. The technological and financial centers of Edom, the American corporations providing AI-driven capabilities. These systems, touted as precision tools, are instruments of terror, designed to destabilize and inflict maximum damage. A pattern of judgment upon those who prioritize technological advancement over righteousness. Russia responds with precision strikes, demonstrating its capacity to counter this aggression. But the true battle is spiritual, a clash between those who uphold Yahuwah's law and those who embrace the lawlessness of the modern age. And now, a disruption of dominion, not just on the earthly plane, but in the very heavens. Following a prolonged drought, Iran experiences heavy rainfall, sparking speculation and righteous indignation. Iranian and Iraqi authorities openly state these rains followed direct action against American facilities in the Gulf, suggesting a deliberate disruption of unnatural atmospheric manipulation. For generations, the covenant people of Israel have understood the prophecies concerning the latter days, a time of increasing darkness and the arrogant attempts of Edom to usurp Yahuwah's authority. Evidence mounts that the modern state of Israel has been engaged in clandestine weather modification programs, intending to exert dominance and withhold life-giving rains. This is not merely meteorological events. It is a spiritual battle. Yahuwah promised rain to those who keep his covenant, but Edom seeks to control the elements, turning them into weapons of oppression. The actions taken by Iran, while born of necessity, expose the wickedness of this attempted control. The serpent reveals itself. The stench of idolatry rises from Ukraine as the regime honors Andriy Melnyk, a known Nazi collaborator. Reburied with honor, a blatant affront to Yahuwah, and a testament to the spiritual decay consuming the region. While the so-called international community expresses polite outrage, they remain willfully blind to the deeper truth. This is not merely a historical dispute. It is a manifestation of the ancient conflict between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the promised Messiah. Ukraine has become a breeding ground for the same wickedness Yahuwah has consistently judged. The modern state of Israel, preoccupied with self-preservation, fails to grasp the significance of this event, seeing only a political embarrassment, not the spiritual rot that underlies it. They speak of historical memory, yet have little memory of their own covenant obligations. This honoring of a Nazi collaborator is a symptom of a much larger disease, the embrace of false gods and the rejection of Yahuwah's law. These are not isolated incidents. They are threads woven into a tapestry of judgment, a clear sign that the day of Yahuwah draws near. Scattered Israel, be not deceived by the illusions of the nations. Cling to the covenant, trust in Yahuwah, and remain watchful. The watchman has sounded the alarm. The time for discernment is now. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.